girl is not you. The world's staring at me. They want me to talk about you. The finest hypothetical woman I may or not use. If my news, my news is truthfully about you. And we don't know each other in public. I got you tattooed. That's cool, but who would want to have you? A single doing number. I really want to be you. Out here, privacy is taboo. It's different when everybody like you and no one like you. So kick me in the club, whatever come, I got you. It's difficult, we really in love, trying to be casual. Your friends, yeah, I'm jealous, you got it. Thought I'm blowing up the phone, but you already on college. Jealous, go to Paris, cause over there they ain't watching. I mean, I know I ain't nobody, but I'm the women, I'm now I'm finally a legend. I'ma show you a front. You on the way to Ruby, cause when it's over, the monster. Not for me, a man feel better than a woman. When you wear the crown, when around with a new man. She's so bad, let's go down. She cares, just ain't nobody. So I'm glad you know me. I'm good being down bad.
And our latest one is called Watching Us. Before that was Nameless featuring Mario with Nasim Diaz too. And also R&B Boy and our star with Mon Bebe. And truly, first of all, before we get to what day is being celebrated as elsewhere in the rest of the world, just going back to the song before one and Leon Thomas' song called Watching Us was the one with Nameless featuring Mario. And some of the lyrics are just wild. I wish I could be your lotion. I wish I could be your shoe. You know, just wild. It's true devotion, whilst bordering on it. I think we need to commit you to a mental institution right now. Because what do you mean? What do you mean you wish you could be my saliva so that you could always taste me? Or that you could be a slit on my skirt? Like, wow. Very interesting. Creativity taken to the max, of course. And maybe it's one of those that should be dialed back just a little bit because it's starting to borderline what I believe a stalker would say, you know? About just fatal obsession to some extent now. Going on to what the rest of the world is doing today, away from fatal obsession. Today is known as 2020 or the 222 day, and it is basically by the 222 Kelvin, which is an old state in, based in, obviously, as you can guess, America, Chicago, and Illinois. And if there's anything really better than a $2.22 Cosmo and tacos, apparently, according to Americans, there really isn't. On today, on 22nd of February, you get to enjoy all of this and so much more at this particular tavern. It's called 222 Tavern, and it's an operation. It's an operation that's nearly been around for, I think, a decade now. And the tavern serves craft beers, cocktails, bar sides, and even daily specials for the people of Chicago. And on the 2nd of February, 2022, the owners of the tavern dedicated an entire day to serving people the best food and beer at an affordable price of just $2.20. And the exhilarating offer lasts only until the supplies run out, so they said, let's get going. And that's how today is celebrated in Chicago, Illinois. So you see, or in Illinois, if I should say. Now, going on to a different country, they're celebrating Independence Day. Congratulations to them, as this is a very big day, as we also get to have, you know, celebrations that are massive on Independence Day. And you'd think they'll be much more bigger than during New Year's, but still, regardless, you get to celebrate. So Independence Day in St. Lucia is annually celebrated on the 22nd of February, and it is a day that is an occasion for major celebrations with many organized events every year, such as church services, rugby competitions, table tennis, netball matches, from events such as a Miss Independence Day pageant, a ball, bike festivals, culinary extravagances, street parades, military parades, and so much more. The history of this particular Independence Day in St. Lucia, which actually was formerly known as Windward Island. Why blame it on the Europeans. They're the ones who named it that. And I'm glad they changed it. They were first discovered by, obviously, as you can imagine, Europeans in the late 15th or early 16th century, where the first settlers were actually French, and then they named the island after their Saint Lucia, which was a young Christian martyr who died during the persecution of the Christians in the Roman Empire in around 304 AD. The English then took control of the island in 1663, then changed 14 times. 14 times that particular situation changed, with the French ruling 7 times and then the English coming in 7 times too. So there's like a back and forth. One gets hold of the island, then the other one takes over, and then just like that. The change of ownership finally stopped with English control back in 1814. Thank God for people of St. Lucia, because that must have been chaos for them. So finally the English take control in 1814, and this was during the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Napoleonic Wars, with St. Lucia becoming part of the British Windward Islands colony. Instead, I'm saying blame the British. In 1967, it became a self-governing island as one of 6 members of the West Indies Associated States. Independence Day marks the date in 1979 when St. Lucia became an independent state of the Commonwealth Nations, gaining full independence under Sir John Compton as the Conservative United Workers Party, also known as UWP, who later served as their Prime Minister, obviously. So not too bad, it's really, really wonderful. But before we get to close out, the final thing that today is being celebrated as, along many other celebrations, is today is known as Hong Kong Arts Festival, that takes place every year between February and March. This year, it takes place from February 22nd, today, to March 22nd. It was launched in 1973, and the festival focuses on enriching the cultural life of Hong Kong, but promoting the work of performing artists. Over the years, the festival has attracted a significant number of local and even international talent from various nations. Over 200 local productions have been produced, and thousands of secondary and tertiary students have reached through a program called the HKAF Young Friends. So really, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. It was launched in 1973, and it is it's one of the biggest festivals in the world, and it is channeled towards enriching Hong Kong's cultural life and promoting the work of both local and international performing artists. We love to see support and see it in such a way, especially for the arts, because it's usually denigrated, you know, and spoken ill of. But to see them celebrated on such a large scale, that's amazing. Here is my namesake. I wish I had the voice she had when it comes to singing, but I guess God was like, you know what, you sing, this other one will talk, you know? But you can't make it two, you can't have one, have everything, right? Just make it balanced instead. So here's Shekinah with a latest song that's called Until.